It's 1:33. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We're breaking into our programming to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak.
Secretary Johnny Key of the Department of Education. I also have Director Kirk Lane, who is our drug director in Arkansas, part of our DHS. And then also Dr. Jose Romero, of Secretary of Health. And then he's accompanied by Dr. Seema, who might have a comment on our data and how we are handling that, and a correction on some of our data. First, I wanted to mention that this is International Opioid Awareness Day, and I'm delighted to announce that today we have received a $21 million grant for opioid and stimulant abuse in Arkansas. The fact that Arkansas is really one of four states that has had a decline in deaths as a result of opioid abuse is good news, but we still have a continued challenge with opioid abuse and certainly with methamphetamines. This $21 million grant will allow us to work harder on education, on treatment, on recovery. And this will be a very good boost that we have received from SAMHSA. This will allow us to utilize these funds for medically assisted treatment, as well as other treatment efforts across the state, including the challenge that we face with methamphetamine. And Director Lane will be working hard to make sure these funds are used wisely and effectively. And that $21 million will be over the next 2 years. Let me go to the case report. We had an additional 368 cases over the last 24 hours. That brings us to 61,224 cases. We have an additional 29 that are hospitalized. That brings us to 420. Now, let me just say that on our hospitalizations, that's way below our height, our top in terms of hospitalizations, but the fact that we've had 29 increase really reflects what happens whenever you have an uptick in cases. Over time, it leads to an increase in hospitalizations. We have an additional 13 deaths. That brings us to 797 Arkansans. Testing, we've tested 4,542 over the last 24 hours. And I'll go through that in more detail shortly. Secretary Romero will talk about the counties that have contributed to that, as well as a little bit more information on those deaths. And so let's go to the slides. And this, again, shows the number of new cases. And over the weekend, you can see that we had one day of decline that was a smaller number, and it was a very robust testing day. At that time, today, you can see where our cases are. The rolling average is the next one. And of course, because we had a couple high days last week, we have an upswing in our graph. We want that to go down. Hopefully it will, and today will help reflect that. And then our hospitalizations, you can see where we were at the top, close to 520. Now we're at 420, anytime you have an increase in cases as a lagging indicator, hospitalizations are going to go up some. And then I just wanted to point this out. The first bar graph or the last bar graph there is not that relevant because it's just, we haven't completed our week yet. But the others, and this is the daily average of new cases in Arkansas by week, and here, you can see that we had a couple of weeks of decline, and then our last week we were up a little bit over 600 average per day, and hopefully this week will be different from that. And then the testing, here again, of course it's Monday after the weekend, our testing is down a little bit. Public Health Lab continues to do well. That is in the white. The reds, the commercial labs. I hope it'll go back to what it was in the last 3 days, which was very, very strong. And then you can see the 7-day rolling average for positivity. Here again is the 10% rate that CDC cites. We are down below that, closer to the 8.2%. And then the next one, I wanted to show where we are in our testing. Over the month, of course, we had a goal that Dr. Nate Smith talked me into, and it was high. It was 200,000. Of that, we were doing 190,000 was our goal for the COVID-19 test, the PCR test, and the other 10,000, our goal was to be the antigen test. And you can see we've done very, very well. If you do 180,000, that is 6% of our population. That's an extraordinary, robust number that you would be doing. And you have, we have one more day left, so we could get up even higher than that. Well, obviously, we will in one more day. And then the next one shows the number of antigen tests. And so I wanted to be able to show that through the course, and this is for the month, starting August 1, that goes each day. It's a cumulative as to what we've done on antigen tests, 4,644. And it'd be interesting to know who goes in to get an antigen test. How are they different than somebody that goes in to get a PCR test? Is there a different, something different that motivates them? Is it something they want to get a quick turnaround on, which is part of the benefit from the antigen test? But they're not quite as available as a PCR test, and then not that many are going to get those right now. The next one, and I've been asked, well, what's the positivity rate for the antigen test? And the positivity rate, as you can see, is higher for the antigen test overall, although it varies by day, but it overall the last few days it's been higher than what it has been in our PCR test. So it could be that somebody who feels ill, they want to get a quick turnaround, they go in and they get the test. But we want to be able to present that as well. And then I believe that's all of those. I wanted to recognize Dr. Romero, but before, we've had a correction that some astute observers might have noticed over the last 24 hours. We've had 11,300 tests added into the system. I believe all of these were negative tests that were added into the system because of a commercial lab that was not reporting all of the negative tests to the Department of Health, but we've got that corrected. That is now entered, and so those numbers will be corrected, and Dr. Romero will go through his information. I asked Dr. Seema if he could come up and just elaborate on that as well, and then I wanted Secretary Key to talk a little bit about any developments news-wise in the schools. Dr. Romero.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero. You're listening to the Governor's Daily Briefing on the coronavirus on KUYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor. So a little more detail with regard to ventilator use. That has increased by 3, but it's still low at 87. With regard to the deaths, as mentioned by the Governor, there were 797 deaths. That's an increase of 13. 6 of these are delayed reporting. Coming from June on 1 and 5 others from July. 2 of the deaths occurred in nursing homes without a cluster, and there were no correctional facility deaths. Our active cases at this time are 5,466. The governor has mentioned the testing. With regard to the counties, there are only 4 counties which report greater than 20 cases each. Pulaski County still is in the lead at 50. Second is Pope, 41, Benton, 30, and Garland County at 21. Before I turn over the podium to Dr. Seema to offer some comments about the added tests, I want to bring to your attention some testing that will be done this week at different sites across the state. So we're having 5 testing sites. The first of which is on the 31st today at Craighead Jonesboro. A second one will be tomorrow at Washington County in Fayetteville. We'll be having testing on the 2nd at Jefferson County in Pine Bluff. And then on the 3rd of this month, we'll be doing two testing drives at Jonesville, Clarksville, and Garland County in Hot Springs. Because of the concern of cases that are arising on the campuses, we've deployed 7-8 point-of-care tests to universities across the state, and we'll be monitoring that very closely in the future. This is not unlike what is being seen at other states that with schools being open, but we're taking a proactive case stance and trying to identify these cases. So I will ask Dr. Simon to come up and offer some words. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Romero, Governor. Just to reiterate what the governor has already said, we did add over 11,300 negative tests to our database. I do want to be clear that for this particular commercial lab, we have been receiving positive results, and we continue to receive positive results. The only issue was the negative results, and we have since fixed that issue. The lab has been a great partner throughout this entire process. I do want to mention that the particular counties that were affected the most were Benton County with more than 2,000 tests added, and then Washington County with more than 6,000 tests added. So we should see their cumulative percent positivity rate decline marginally. Thank you.
That was Dr. Mike Sima with the Arkansas Department of Health. He's a state epidemiologist. Now this is Education Secretary Johnny Key.
Today I'm going to report that we've had two school districts in the state that have modified their operations under the Ready for Learning plan and under our response level documents. These are Cross County School District. They moved today to virtual instruction for their high school and are using this day to work with our team at the division to assess what they need to do moving forward. Likewise, Searcy County School District, Marshall High School, grades 9 through 12. In both of these cases, they have been impacted by loss of staffing due to quarantines. So it's not a high level of cases, but it's because of the cases they have had resulted in a number of quarantines that caused them to not be able to carry on their typical on-site operations. But with both of these districts, we will continue to work with them to get them back going. But this is a good example of how our Ready for Learning plan is being implemented, as they still have a number of their grades that are carrying on as usual on site.
Thank you, Johnny. With that, we will take any questions. Leslie.
This morning, the Senate committee downstairs had witnesses that one of them believes that the efficacy of masks is superstition and that making people wear them is unconstitutional. Another witness impugned really the character of Dr. Romero. And yet another lawmaker said it was time to open and that he was mad at you. And so really what I'm wondering is, do you worry about the impact on public health because of these statements and this sort of campaign by the Senate?
Well, anytime you have confusing public messages, it can reflect challenges as to what do people know? I mean, how do they respond? What should they be doing? We've had a consensus in our country from the medical community to public leaders that indicate that wearing a mask is something that we can do individually. It's a conservative principle, which is individual responsibility toward others. And it's a tool that we can use without having to close businesses and put more restrictions on. And so I get the report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force every week, which includes, I mean, the Trump administration is telling me I should be closing bars, putting further restrictions on restaurants, and taking these steps And we're resisting doing that because we have a mask mandate in place, and that's the tool that we can all use individually. And so, sure, I wish there was a unified message from Washington all the way through the states, but we have a diversity of opinion in America, and you have the freedom to express and to get that information out. So Dr. Romero testified at that hearing today, and so I hope that all the information was out there and the public can make good decisions. But I do have confidence in Dr. Romero and his approach, and that's the guidance that I follow. I don't follow the guidance from somebody from Texas. I listen to everybody's guidance and information, but it's Dr. Romero and the Department of Health team that I have confidence in, and that's who we're listening to.
Antigen tests earlier, and the announcement was that those would be going to local public health units, specifically with a focus on maybe doing testing in the high schools. Can we get an update on how many of those have been shipped around the state and how many tests are being done on school districts?
Yes, and I'll ask Stephanie Williams, our chief of staff, if I don't, to come up there if you've got something to add to that. But we have received our order of antigen kits. A partial order, and so that has been deployed to some of our county health units with the priority of being utilized for our K through 12 education. And so we are anxious to receive more so that we can utilize that in a broader way, but that is being implemented and it is being utilized. Yes.
What were your observations from the Salt Bowl, and do you question moving forward with football?
Great question, and I thought the Salt Bowl handled it very, very well in terms of their safety precautions. You had the players spread out along the field so that other than their competition, they were distancing themselves. You had the pep squad, all of them having distancing in the stands. I watched it because I was there, and you had a mask wearing by those in the stands, and you had social distancing. Now, I did see some comments on social media. They say, well, not everybody was wearing a mask. Well, we want everybody to wear a mask, but the fact is that we want you to socially distance and wear a mask. Now, you know, if you're sitting 50 feet away from somebody else and you don't take your mask off, we're probably not going to fuss too hard because you're dramatically socially distanced. And there was a lot of those there, but you might have had a singular picture of someone without a mask. And then you also have groups that are together. You might have six people together that are not socially distanced, but if they come as a family unit, then that is permissible. But we still, you know, should be in that environment wearing a mask as well as socially distanced when it's practical and it's not a family that's involved. I thought they did well, though. Eddie was there. He was the star of the show, but it was a good event. Dr. Romero, did you have any other observations there? And Secretary Key, you were there. What did you think?
Announcement that Cross County is moving to remote learning, and then was it Marshall High School in Searcy County? Do you have an update on how many school districts are totally or partially doing remote learning at this point?
And Education Secretary Johnny Key again.
So besides KIPP last week, those are the two that have been added to the list. Everyone else, I mean, we get reports on a regular basis throughout the weekend. But those are the two that when they looked at their staffing concerns, saw that there would be some great challenges if they opened up in person today. I would commend them because they did look very carefully at if they could isolate where the problem was, and they did. And in both cases, it was at their high school level.
Do you foresee this issue of lack of adults to run the schools because of quarantine? Do you see this being a widespread issue in our state, a big concern for our superintendents?
Well, it's very important that whenever we do the contact tracing that we do it accurately and that we don't quarantine those that have socially distanced or they've worn a mask and that the right judgments are made there. I think they're doing a great job. I've sort of got the ground truth on a few of those instances. I see that as a periodic problem that will be solved over time, and that it might be a temporary interruption, but not something that will impact education across the state. Is there any questions remotely?
Yeah, Governor Hutchinson,
this is Clarissa with KNWA News. Quick question. A group of about 15 legislators say they plan to file a lawsuit against the Department of Health to essentially end the state of emergency. What is your response to this?
My response to that is that from my understanding of their intended lawsuit is that they believe any public health regulations such as a restriction or making some other requirement on even War Memorial Stadium, that any of those type of public health guidelines should be approved by the General Assembly. I disagree with that completely. The General Assembly has given ability for public health guidelines by statute, the ability for the executive branch to manage during a pandemic. And you cannot have public health guidelines delayed by 3 or 4 weeks as they might go through a legislative process. And I want to have confidence in our public health team, which is composed of epidemiologists, public health officials that have been trained in dealing with pandemic. I trust them to do it versus a legislative review. And so, anybody can file a lawsuit, but my response is that I have confidence in our public health team and the steps they've taken, and they're acting with authority that has been given necessarily by the General Assembly. So they can act appropriately to protect public health. Andrew DeMillo, I heard your voice.
Yeah, thank you, Governor. Wanted to ask you or Dr. Romero about an update on the concern that was expressed Friday about outbreaks at college campuses. It looked like there was a large number of cases from Washington County over the weekend. Wanted to see if that was that connected to University of Arkansas. And also wanted to, related to that, wanted to see, is there a number that you or the health department, in terms of cases where you think the schools need to look at scaling back activities or going to online classes at the colleges and universities?
Let me ask the last part of the question. I'll turn it over to Dr. Romero, but, under our We established public health guidelines, but the universities have a great deal of discretion as to how they want to bring the students back, how they're going to maintain safety on the campus. I think they've done a very good job. The General Assembly has put money behind our recommendations and partnership between higher education and the public and the Department of Health and UAMS to make sure we can enhance testing and tracing. So they've got a good plan in place. I certainly hope that they will be able to continue classes, but in order to continue classes, it requires self-discipline by the students, and they have to understand the seriousness of it and that they and the cost of not following those guidelines that are on campus to protect themselves and when they're off campus as well. So there's a high expectation level for the students to do the right thing, to listen to these, take it seriously. Most of them are, but the others that don't cause a problem. But I want us to be able to continue that online and that in-course instruction, on-campus instruction that's so important to the full development of our students as they go through higher education.
And Health Secretary, Dr. Jose Romero.
Thank you for that question. So we have no threshold at which once a school has reached, will be changed with regard to classes. As mentioned last week, we are always consulting with the Department of Education and with the superintendents, and we'll make individual decisions for each individual school as the situation arises.
Other questions?
Hey, Governor, it's Mitch at KRK 4 and Fox 16.
All right, Mitch, speak up a little bit.
Okay, sorry about that. Some parents are talking, sharing some concerns about a school bus driver up in the Russellville area who had possibly died from COVID-19. Is that something that your office or the Department of Health has been notified about, or are there any precautions in place for those students that may have had contact with that school bus driver?
We are aware of that. We are looking into that from a factual standpoint. And first of all, this is a great loss. It's a human tragedy. We're very, very sorry, express our regret about that loss and death. But Stephanie, do you have the dates that you referenced? Are you a good one to you have that on the testing timeframes?
This is Stephanie Williams, Chief of Staff at the Arkansas Department of Health.
As the governor said, we're still checking into that situation, but based on what we know now, the testing time frame would seem to indicate that it wasn't an infection that was contracted after the start of school, but rather from the community and then subsequently developed as the week progressed after school started.
Thank you, Stephanie. On the table, we have a question.
On the testing goals, two straight months, the state's fallen short of those goals. Can you comment on just the continued issues that the state's had in getting commercial PCR tests, and then what's your goal going to be for the month of September?
We will set that goal shortly and let you know what that goal is for September. I'm encouraged the fact that it appears the commercial testing labs are accelerating their production, reducing their turnaround time. All of those are good indications, and so we're encouraged by that.
School bus drivers, are they required to be tested or screened before driving students around?
Johnny?
And Education Secretary Johnny Key again.
The screening of school personnel is left at the district level. Some districts are screening and some are not. But there is no testing requirement for bus drivers or for other school personnel.
There is a requirement to wear a mask.
There is a requirement to wear a mask. So all bus drivers are to wear a mask. And any of the other adults that are on that bus, if there are aides or other staff on the bus, they must wear masks as well.
Are you confirming that the bus driver did in fact die from COVID infection?
I'm not confirming it. we're still looking into the facts of that. Was there any other question remotely?
Yes, Governor. This is Crystal Martinez with KNWA News. I wanted to ask you, there was a new CDC report that shows 94% of COVID-19 deaths had contributing conditions. So that's nationwide. When it comes to Arkansas, how many of our total deaths are people who had underlying conditions? And do we know the top most common underlying conditions?
I'll defer to Dr. Romero, and we do report statistics, and they're on our website in terms of some of the underlying conditions. But Dr. Romero?
And Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero again.
So I'm not prepared to give you exact numbers, but the vast majority of individuals who have succumbed to COVID infection do have comorbid conditions. We do track that. We can provide that information if you desire.
Yes, please. And I do have a second question. When it comes to hospitalizations, we've reported, you know, a fluctuation. Sometimes it's less than the day before, sometimes it's more. But also the death rate seems to stay pretty consistent at over a dozen a day. But I wanted to ask, well, is there data that's going to be provided that shows out of those hospitalizations, how many contributed to the recovery total versus how many contributed to the death total?
That's a good question. Let's see if we can address maybe both that question and the other question tomorrow. We'll try to have those that data that we can present, because those are excellent review points that we ought to visit periodically. Next question.
Governor, it's Kendall with 4029. This was in relation to Andrew's question earlier, but we know the ADH is doing mass testing tomorrow through Thursday at the University of Arkansas. And we just wanted to know if you have a goal for the number of people you'd like to see tested, and how will this mass testing help out the university?
I don't have a specific number. I think the answer is we would like to have everyone that has a need for it or believe they might have been in circumstances that might have exposed them to get a test. That's what we encourage, and we hope that there'll be a good result from that. Dr. Romero, do you have anything else there? And then is there a final question? I think I heard one more voice there. Are we good? With that, thank you, and y'all have a good afternoon, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief recap of the numbers we heard today. There was an increase of 368 new coronavirus cases for a total of 61,224 Arkansans who have tested positive. We saw 29 additional Arkansans hospitalized for a total of 420. That follows several days of decreasing numbers of hospitalizations. We saw 13 additional deaths from COVID-19 for a total of 797 Arkansans who have died from that disease. We saw 5,466 active COVID-19 cases as of today. We heard Education Secretary Johnny Key say two additional school districts have modified their operations essentially due to the coronavirus. We heard the Cross County School District, their high school there, has moved to virtual instruction. Also over in Searcy County, Marshall High School, grades 9 through 12 moved to virtual. Both schools, Key said, were impacted by a loss of staff due to quarantine. And just a recap from the weekend as well, we saw 838 new cases on Friday, 17 deaths. Saturday, 795 new cases and 16 deaths. And yesterday, Sunday, 478 new cases and an additional 12 deaths. That marks 2,111 new cases of the coronavirus since Friday and 45 deaths due to COVID-19. And again, thank you for listening. We'll have a more in-depth rundown for you this afternoon during All Things Considered, and again tomorrow morning during Morning Edition. And as always, you can listen live online at kyr.org. This is KYR News.